Yusuf Lateef was a master musician, a composer, a writer, an artist. Lateef died in 2013. He came of age, musically and otherwise, in Detroit, and then went on to become one of the first artists to combine jazz with what's now become known as world music. And there's an exhibit opening this Friday in Detroit, Yusuf Lateef, Towards the Unknown. It'll be in the art space known as Trinosof on Gratiot in Detroit from March 20th through May 10th. Rebecca Matze and Joel Peterson are the co-owners of Trinosof, and so glad to have you with us in the studio today, Rebecca and Joel. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're very happy to welcome Alina Katzoff. She's the curator of Yusuf Lateef, Towards the Unknown, and she is with us now from Brooklyn. Hello, Alina.
Hi there.
Glad to have you with us. Rebecca, what does it mean to you to be able to have this Lateef exhibition at your place?
Well, it's really important, I think, for the people who know his work well, but also for people who may not have been initiated to the work that he did in Detroit and why he was so important to the city and why the city was so important to him. So we're happy to be able to bring it to a public space.
And considering that Lateef's family moved to Detroit from Tennessee around 1925, and he was just a little wee one, he was only about five, and then he didn't move away until 1960, so Detroit and Lateef are really intertwined, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And he, I think, also became known for bringing some important cultural movements to the national scene as well, not just locally.
Certainly, because then he went on to New York. And Joel, it's intriguing to realize that this artist who is so closely identified with jazz, he really did grow to dislike and reject that label of jazz, didn't he?
Yep. I mean, that's true of a lot of the major figures of jazz, really. Everybody from Duke Ellington to Rashaan Roland Kirk to Yusuf, they all kind of disapproved of that label, and they felt that maybe there was something faintly derogatory about it, and also that, you know, it was an attempt to pigeonhole something and kind of limit, you know, what black artists were doing. You know, in Ellington's case, it was especially pronounced because he was so much earlier than those other guys and really made forays into what would be called, you know, contemporary classical music, and really took a lot of heat for doing that. I think from their perspectives, they're making music, and it's not about what labels it fits into. And, you know, certainly Yusuf exemplifies that because he did so many things, from chamber music to electronic music to what we commonly call jazz. But really, I think, you know, there's no break in the continuity of, you know, his body of work. It's all the sound of Yusuf Lateef, and the labels are something that happened after the fact.
Alina, how will this exhibition show the many talents that Lateef had as instrumentalist, composer, and writer, and artist?
Well, the exhibition is focused primarily on Lateef's visual art, in the sense that it's going to highlight a number of really exceptional drawings that he made. And actually, none of the drawings are dated, so all we know is that they were created sometime during the last 20 or 30 years of his life, when he was drawing more frequently. And I guess they're most connected to the music in the sense that he was often drawing as a way of visualizing music. So for Lateef, the visual art form was deeply connected to the process of composing. And there will actually be some examples of musical scores on view at the gallery, which is really great that we can tie those things together.
It just strikes me, someone who is so incredibly prolific and so creative in so many fields, how do you even begin to get your arms around that output of work and curate this and decide, okay, this should be in Towards the Unknown, this exhibition?
Well, I think in a lot of ways that was decided for me, fortunately. My specialty is in the visual art, and I really felt strongly that the best thing that I could do would be to lend my skill set to honoring Lateef and the visual practice that he made, which is really... has hardly ever been seen before. There was one exhibition of the drawings in 2009 at the Augusta Savage Gallery at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. And other than that, the works have never been on public display. So for me, the most important thing was to lend my language and my dedication to the visual practice to creating an exhibition that was really focused on the visual art that Lateef was making, and to trust that the momentum that would come along with that would generate new and more complex conversations about his music, which is really something that I didn't feel equipped to speak to. My dream is that one day there will be an all-encompassing show that will include extensive examples of his scores and his compositions with musical component. And really, it was so ideal to have the invitation to bring the exhibition to Detroit because, of course, the space is perfectly suited. We can have a concert there and activate the drawings with music and live sound. So it felt like a really perfect pairing.
I'm interested in the significance of the name Towards the Unknown. Who wants to kind of explain that? Maybe that's you, Alina.
Well, it's actually taken from Youssef Lateef. It was something that was really important to me throughout planning the exhibition was to try and draw on his own language. Youssef Lateef was really dedicated to words and the way words play in our minds and what they mean. And the title itself is actually taken from an album that was co-composed with Adam Rudolph, who's going to be performing on Saturday night, and Youssef Lateef. So it's really drawn from one of the most recent albums he made, or rather one of the last albums he made before he passed away, and drawn from that incredibly extensive collaboration that he had with Adam Rudolph for over 30 years, really.
That's Alina Katzoff speaking. She's the curator of Youssef Lateef, Towards the Unknown, the exhibition that will be coming to Detroit at the art space known as Trinisof on Gratiot in Detroit. It'll be coming from March 20th through May 10th. And we have the co-owners of Trinisof with us, Rebecca Motze and Joel Peterson. Of the more than 100 albums he did, which is just incredibly prolific, you think that through his career, there was one, Youssef Lateef's Detroit. And he really took a close look at the city through this album, didn't he?
He did, yep. Each track on it pertains to a specific location in the city. So you have Mount Elliott and Russell, Eastern Market, Belle Isle. And, you know, each one is evocative of those locations. You really get the sense of the bustle of Eastern Market from that particular track. And you hear him at the end as it fades out giving little shout outs about all the produce available.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coined a word to describe what he did. We've talked about the fact that he really disliked that jazz label and didn't want to be pigeonholed. Autophysiopsychic. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, I think he's relating it to the sort of convergence or kind of harmonious communication between the intuitive aspect of music making and sort of the physical, electromechanical aspect of the bodies that have to execute it. And so I think, you know, it's kind of talking about creativity as a wellspring that we're maybe just directing as opposed to originating.
Hmm. And Alina, I'll throw this at you because you are the curator of this exhibition, Youssef Lateef, Towards the Unknown. What do you feel is his greatest legacy as an artist, whether it's music, whether it's his writing? What do you feel Lateef left us after his 93 years on this earth?
Oh, to be totally honest, I think we have no idea yet. I have a feeling that there are pieces of music, symphonies he's written, ways in which he was making connections between visual language, the spoken word, and sound that we haven't even begun to tap into. I think he was one of these players who was kind of coming from a really, truly an intergalactic space. And I think that the resonance of what that's going to be is going to take a bit of time before we really understand it. There are entire symphonies that he wrote that haven't been heard yet. So there is an extraordinary legacy there that is still to be discovered. And it will really be the work and dedication of people to come, music lovers and students and fans who will start to put together a broader sense of who he was and what he really contributed. But I think maybe a different kind of answer would be, I can't speak so much to his legacy. I hear, you know, in touring the show, we speak with so many different people who knew Youssef Lateef in different capacities. And I hear people always refer to him as a teacher of teachers or a musician's musician. So there are ways in which the impact that he had, I think there's the impact for the general listener, and then there's the impact for people who played with him. And there were hundreds, maybe even thousands of people who played with him over the years. And he was so much about that idea of being present, and what he liked to call feeling tone. So I think there are all these different ways and levels in which he had a huge impact on people and artistically. In listening to Joel talk before, just to go back for a quick second, it reminded me of something Lateef told the Free Press in 2001. And he said, and this is to quote him, "Whatever I do today is the whole continuum of my experience. You can't separate experience from the work of art. So if I write for the symphony today, you're listening to everything that's happened to me since I was 18 years old." And so that was written when he was in his 80s. So he was really thinking about the way in which all parts of his life influenced the music he was making up to the very end.
Yes, and thus the title, Towards the Unknown, of this exhibit, which opens Friday in Detroit, Youssef Lateef, Towards the Unknown. It'll be at Trinisof on Gratiot in Detroit from March 20th through May 10th. And you can get details on the exhibition by going to the Trinisof website, and I'm going to spell that for you, Trinisophes.com, Trinisof.com. Rebecca Matze and Joel Peterson are co-owners of the Coffee Shop Performance Space and Art Space on Gratiot in Detroit. And Alina Katzoff is curator of the exhibit. Thank you so much to all of you for sharing your love of Youssef Lateef and his work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for having us.